Off the Record, the weekly KOTO public affairs show that offers you, the listener, an opportunity to hear in-depth conversations on community topics and issues that matter. As always, you are encouraged to join the conversation by calling 728-4333. Now here's your host.
Good evening, KOTO listeners. We were just marveling at that intro with James Van Hooser, given the announcement at the beginning, because we have folks in the studio who know him. We are talking about Telluride's latest event, the Telluride Fringe Festival. Step over, there's another TFF in town.
The other TFF.
The other TFF. We're going to have a number of folks kind of bop in throughout the hour to talk a little bit about what they're going to be doing at the Fringe Festival this year. But I am first joined by Sasha Cuccinello, Melissa Turn, and Ursula Ostrander. Sasha and Melissa, you run the theater. Ursula, you're here as one of the people showing off your creative brain in the Fringe this year. But so we're going to start with that first big question. Sasha, what is a Fringe Festival?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because us theater folk, we know what Fringe Festivals are. We are fans of Fringe Festivals, and many of us have been to Fringe Festivals. But over the last month, I have been educated that Telluride doesn't really know what a Fringe Festival is. So I'll give you a little history. You know, in Europe, they had very institutionalized, like bureaucratic, big arts festivals. And, you know, it was like juried and you'd have to be a big artist to get in. And people would start making their own stuff on the side, much like slam dance and Sundance. Like people would slam dance, people show even more indie films than are showed at Sundance. So fringe festivals were started on the fringe of other festivals so other artists could show their smaller, quirkier, more avant-garde work. And, you know, over the years, I've been wanting to do something like this in Telluride. You know, we're the festival capital of Colorado, self-dubbed. And this is our festival on the fringe of our big other festivals. We really wanted to keep it local. We wanted to keep it artsy. We want to keep it weird. You know, our motto at Telluride Theater is keep Telluride weird. And that's what we have. It's really cool. Call out to our local artists, our local performers, our local creative minds to be like, what would you do with a little bit of money, some space, some lights, and a microphone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Melissa, anything you'd like to add?
I think I want to just add that I think what has emerged from this process is so cool because we have, what, over like 50 local
artists
involved. And participants involved. Which is amazing. And I think really, you know, a standout for festivals here, like this is a very local centric thing that we're doing here.
And even tonight, like we've been teching since Sunday and like going through projects, and Kelly Fox, our lighting designer today, we were just like,
Who was on the radio earlier today? Fox.
And we were just catching up just to make sure everything was okay. And she's like, everything I've seen so far is like really good. And that's like a good, cause you know, sometimes you're like, oh, you know, you don't know what people are working on at home. They come in and you're like, what are we going to walk into? Because it has really been self-driven. Like Melissa's directing a reading. I'm directing a musical. And I'm doing a live talk show. But we haven't really seen much of anything yet until this weekend. Like we're walking into this as well, which is really exciting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, so for folks who are listening, they're like, well, that sounds cool, but what is it? What will folks walk into? What will they get to experience over? It opens this weekend, mm-hmm. and it'll run this weekend, next weekend.
Yeah, so we have two different weekends of shows. This weekend, we're saying, is week one. It's Thursday through Sunday, March 7th through the 10th. And each night, we have two performances. We have our early performance and our late performance. And they're each around an hour 20 tops. You go in and you're there for the performance. So like Thursday night, we have a program called Mad Magic, and Stanya Gerais wrote a really fun Mad Libs theater with five local actors in it. And the audience gets to give Mad Libs words. Right? Yeah. And then we have Ty Gallenbeck. They're both going to come in later and talk about their program. But Ty Gallenbeck, who does the magic show up at the Peaks, he created his own magic show for this. So you see that at 7 p.m. And then 9 p.m. is The Down Low, which is our 10-year-old storytelling series. And we're excited about this one because it's called Down Low After Dark, Not Suitable for Work. So it's like sexy, inappropriate stories. I'm telling one and so is Melissa.
I'm telling one.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
So that's like just an example. There's two shows. And then we will have a bar and some concessions in the lobby. And our lobby area is going to be filled with two different artists, different each weekend. Ursula, who will talk about her piece, she's going to be in the what's we're dubbing the large studio, and she has a performance experiential piece. And then this weekend we have Carly Hodes in the small studio, and then next weekend we have Kelly Fox in the small studio, and they're doing installation work. So there's art, there's installation, there's experiential, there's performance, there's comedy, there's music. Every night's different. Yeah, and it's a different experience each time you come.
So cool. Ursula, let's go to you. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be presenting for the Fringe Festival this year?
Yes. So I am doing a piece called Fluxus Museum. And Fluxus was a sort of avant-garde performance art movement that came out of the 60s. It came from a cohort of students at the New School in New York, which is a arts institution, specifically from a class that John Cage taught. So,
Ursula's getting like very niche.
This is very like nobody listening. We know who you're talking about, but yes.
If you don't know any of these names, that's okay, because the idea behind this art movement was that everything should be accessible. Everything should be pulling away from anything that's elite or institutional, like Sasha was saying with the history of fringe festivals. Yep. As well, this was an art movement that was very much of that ilk as well. And so there were, I could tell you some names, you wouldn't recognize them. Yoko Ono, maybe.
Oh yeah.
Yoko Ono was part of, but so one of the founding members, his name was George Michunas, and I'm going to read a quote from him because I think it so perfectly describes what Fluxus was. So he said that Fluxus art should be simple, amusing, unpretentious, concerned with the insignificant, require no skill or countless rehearsals,
yes,
have no commodity or institutional value,
perfect,
be obtainable by all, and produced by all.
That's great.
So Fluxus Museum is an exhibit of historical and contemporary Fluxus pieces, specifically Fluxus kits. So the idea is that you create a little kit with like a box containing some objects and a score, which is essentially like a script. It's a set of instructions or propositions for a performance to be created with the objects in the box.
And created with... Created with the audience, so people who come to see it, be prepared to get your hands dirty in the theater.
Anyone can be a performer. Anyone can be a performance artist and create a piece of art in this
And then
exhibit.
What they make becomes the gallery piece of art so that other people can walk through and see what they make.
Yeah, so the idea is after the performance is over, the remnants of the performance remain, so you can go and look through it like a gallery. If you're interested in participating and performing, I'm going to have little surveys that will help me match people to kits.
Oh, cool.
And so when the bar is open, when the house is open, mm-hmm, when the galleries are open at the beginning of the night.
I love that you're just like sorting this out. Like, yeah. Ursula's like, wait, so this is what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, but yes, it is. It is this very much like, it is autonomous. And that's the beauty of this is like, we've provided space. We've provided this creative space for a lot of artists to be like, yeah, this is what I'm doing, which is so exciting.
Yeah, so the idea is if you're interested, you can fill out a survey and I'll match you to a kit. Or one of my helpers will if I'm not there. I'm also in Melissa's play reading, so I'm shuffling around a bit. But yeah, there will be always either something happening or the remnants of something that just happened. There will always be something to look at.
And this will be up both weekends. So like if you come on Thursday and you come on Sunday, you'll see the accumulation of what has happened over the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also there are come up with different themes for each night.
Nice. Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
Ursula, what was it? So, I mean, for creating the Fringe, I know that the theater had people submit applications or ideas, proposals for what they wanted to do. Ursula, what was it about this that you're like, That's what I want to do this year.
You know, I think there's something about the quality of entertainment that it provides that I have always been interested in, but specifically I think is something that might be new for Telluride, which is that it's entertainment, but not like capital E, like Hollywood, Broadway, Las Vegas kind of entertainment. It's like finding the silly and the mundane and the unusual and the uncanny and like the everyday, and deriving entertainment from that.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, can you talk a little bit about the play reading that you are directing this year?
Sure. So I am directing a reading of a play called Footprints in the Snow. It is by my ex-husband, Brett Dalton.
Who we love. and dear friend.
Yes, there you go. And my ex-husband and current co-parent. There we go. That sounds better. So it's a play that that Brett wrote when he was in grad school, and that I have really always been interested in working on. I just think it's really funny. I think it's really silly. It's very different. It kind of involves like its own dialect and vernacular within the language, which is really fun. And it also takes place in a place where the social dynamics are really specific, and that the idea of like an outsider is really concerning and titillating to these characters. So I feel like something like that makes a lot of sense here. It just has a feeling of, you know, people wanting to belong, but also wanting to be wary of like an outside force coming in. So it's been really fun. This is kind of my first foray into directing something, and it's been definitely interesting for me to do that and to stretch. And I think, honestly, that's what's really cool about this process in general, is that, you know, especially this year, it's so new. And then in the future, the hope is that there's opportunity for people to stretch themselves and maybe work outside of, you know, the box for themselves as well. Try something different.
Yeah.
Sasha's going to dance next year. I don't know.
I'm dancing this year.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher now. And I had a joke because my friend Christopher is going to co-host my talk show. It's called Who Are the People in Your Neighborhood? And every night's going to be different. It's the second weekend. And he's like, if nobody comes, we're just going to dance in our granny panties every night.
Great.
Yeah, that's entertainment.
That is entertainment.
Puts butts in seats.
You know, Sasha, you talked about, you know, wanting to do this kind of been on like percolating in the brain mm-hmm. for a while. Obviously, folks who come to Telluride Theater productions, kind of like the spring show, maybe typically expect either an original piece or a musical kind of in that time slot of the spring, winter. What would you say for folks who are like, well, sure, it maybe sounds interesting, but like, I want to go see a show.
Like, this is a show. I mean, that's the thing, is that every night you're going to get a different show. It might be different. Like, we have a program called I See You Right, and it's two shows in one. It's an hour and a half. And one show is I See You, a podcast for the eyes by Seth Berg and Kathleen Morgan. And they're doing dueling traveling photos that they've not seen of each other's. And it's really cool and really weird. And then we have famous Telluridians, Ellen Metrick, Diva Chisonas, and Art Good Times doing a poetry called Magma, Surface, Sky in conjunction with that. That's a show. You know, I'm directing Sean Mahoney, local legend, musical writer, wrote a musical called Prep School Musical with this guy from L.A. who's coming out, who's lovely. His name's Sam Foreman, and he's written on like House of Cards and a bunch of other TV shows. And they wrote this musical called Prep School Musical, and we're doing the show. Like, it's going to be a full show. It might not be as like fully designed and as fully like, you know, realizes other stuff, but it is a show. And it's really fun and different and like not something that we would never like ever, like we might not do a full production of these things, or like we might do a full production, but it's like a good way for us to see like, oh, this is a show that we love or people really want to see again. So, yeah.
I think the beauty of this festival is also that there's so many different options. And I think that we're presenting a lot of things that we might not usually present. Like, I would really challenge people to just, like, say, I'm going to come on Saturday, and whatever is put in front of me, I'm going to look at it.
And it's like how people experience new music here at a festival. It's like getting to experience new art and new performance and new ways to ingest performance. Like Ursula was saying, is like, there's so many different ways to interact with performance and performance art that we don't get to experience in Telluride. And this is sort of our answer to it.
I love that.
Yeah. and like what Melissa was saying is like, we encourage people to really come, like, all right, I have a free night on Sunday. Like, come for the whole night and just see what you get to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kodo listeners, you are tuned into Off the Record. We're talking about the Telluride Fringe Festival opening on Thursday, running this weekend and the following weekend. We have Sasha Cuccinello, Melissa Turn, and Ursula Ostrander in the studio at the moment. We're going to have other folks joining us in a little bit. I mean, I guess I'm assume that you're going to be like, yeah, come all the time. But would you recommend, like, come one night, experience it, or like, do a first week? Oh, we have a
someone's
caller.
Someone's calling. It might be Ty, but let's see. I'd love a question.
Hi, you're live on Kodo.
Hi, this is Ty Gellenbeck.
Oh, yeah, it is Ty. Hi, how's it going?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're just talking about the Telluride Fringe Festival, which we know you have a piece coming up for as well.
Yes, I'm super excited. I was listening to, I don't know all the other acts and performances that are happening, so it was fun to be able to listen to some of those and see kind of the diversity that is going to be happening the next 2 weekends.
Yeah, your interest is getting piqued as well. Mm-hmm. I love that.
yeah, absolutely.
Ty, can you talk a little bit? Well, I mean, so first off, for folks who might not know, can you share a little bit who you are? And then also, what are you going to be doing for the Fringe Festival this year?
Yeah, of course. So as I said, my name is Ty Gallenbeck. I am the magician that performs at Mind Blown Telluride, which is a show we've been doing in Telluride since 2016. For that show, it is mostly card magic. It's a small theater, intimate, close-up, everything that I love. And so I have always loved fringe festivals, and some of my favorite performers of all time, really, a lot of them got their start in fringe festivals. So it's always been one of those like bucket list items for me to perform at. And so when I saw this opportunity popped up, I was super excited. And I have put together a pure mentalism show, which is something I've never done before. So it's all about kind of mind reading and psychology and things like that, which taking away my like safety blanket of playing cards is a little scary for me.
That's awesome. I mean, if you were listening in, and Sasha, you were talking about this too, of it's encouraging folks who are really good at what they do to maybe push themselves a little bit. And that, I mean, I think that's so cool to hear that you're doing the same with your piece that you're going to be bringing. How did you, without asking you to give away any secrets, what was it like kind of thinking through how you were going to be putting this piece together?
Yeah, so I've always incorporated bits and pieces of kind of mentalism type routines into my show. But it's also got kind of a weird stigma to it where, you know, I don't want to get into that like, ooh, I'm a psychic or I'm a mind reader. And, you know, there's some terrible stuff that is, people have used that in the wrong ways. And so I've always kind of steered away from it. And so for this show, I knew I wanted to do something without playing cards. And so mentalism made sense. And so I just kind of steered into that conflict. And so I'll kind of actually poke fun at that idea of, you know, if someone could really read minds, what would that look like? And even though I'm telling you I can't do that, you're not going to be able to explain anything that happens in that show.
I'm a little bit nervous and also very intrigued.
I'm like, please don't read my mind.
Terrifying.
Yeah. But also amazing. I want to see it. I want to see you do it to other people.
Yes. It will be handled in a very family-friendly, appropriate way for this particular event. We may need to, next year we'll schedule a late night one that
nice.
Will be entirely different.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ty, you already touched on this as well, but maybe listening to some of the other acts that are going to be performing or things of that, like, what are you most excited to see at the Fringe Fest outside of your own piece?
Well, we're co-headlining, how do you want to say that? Co-starring with the Mad Libs program, which I'm super excited about that combination because I think improv and those kind of things, as a magician, the thing that never grows old, even if I do the same show over and over again, is the interaction with the audience. And so anytime you can make that the center focal point of a show, I think it just opens up so many doors for opportunities. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah.
And I definitely just love a variety of options that are happening, you know, two different weekends, bunch of different performers, you know, there's just something exciting about being able to get variety for a single ticket price, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I mean, when you're talking about the interaction with the audience too, I can imagine that that's a little bit it could be a little bit nerve-wracking as well, because you don't know who's going to be coming in either, and you really have to kind of roll with the punches of whoever's in the audience on any particular show.
Oh, absolutely. I've talked about it a bunch this year. We rolled out a brand new show for Mind Blown Telluride this year, and it never matters how much you've practiced or rehearsed or put something together. You're never fully prepared for all of the variables that come with live theater and audience interaction, which is the same going into this brand new show. I've put in, you know, probably close to 16 hours in the last couple of days trying to make sure that everything I can control is dialed in. There is still that element of like, well, I didn't know someone was going to stand on their head when they got on stage, or, you know, whatever that thing might be. There's always this weird piece of like, never saw that coming.
Definitely. Well, Ty, thank you so much for calling in. Is there any final things you'd like to leave our listeners with as it relates to your performance coming up for the Fringe Festival?
I just hope to see everyone out there. I mean, I'm good friends with so many locals in town that have come to the show over and over again over the years. And so I'm hoping, you know, to get a bunch of people in the room to see something brand new that they won't see, probably have never seen before, and will probably never see this exact show again.
Nice.
So it kind of only exists on these two nights.
Awesome.
And I do want to say that Ty is part of the program Mad Magic, and that's happening this Thursday, March 7th at 7 p.m. And we actually have a locals night discount for that. It's only $10 for that show. And out of all of the shows, this is the best one to bring kids to, because it's, you know, it's like ages 10 and up, I'd say, that one program in particular, Mad Magic. So that happens this Thursday at 7 p.m., only $10 for that. And then on Sunday, the 10th at 6 p.m.
Perfect. Awesome. Ty, thanks for calling in. And I think you're going to have a packed house because now everyone wants to see this.
Go get your tickets.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ty.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
So. Yep. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
And going back to like how people can experience it, we have three different levels of tickets. We obviously would love everyone to buy a VIP pass, and it's only $150, and you can come as many times as you want. You can come every single night. You can sit through every single performance if you want to. You get reserved VIP seating, and that $150 gets you in for both weekends. So I think it's a steal.
It's a steal.
And then you can buy a pass for one night and you get both shows. And there'll be food and drinks there. So you can like sort of put yourself in for the 3 hours, hunker down for the evening. And those are $40. And then you can buy a single event. Like I know like Ty has friends that are like, I just want to go see Ty's show. You can buy single events just to go see or go see Melissa's reading or come see my talk show.
Come see my reading. Yeah.
And then the art and the experiential stuff, like Ursula's stuff, is part of the ticket price. So like once you get in, you get to be there and go and walk around and do those things.
That's amazing. I think we have somebody else. I hear them walking
up the stairs.
We're going to have another person.
I know
who I love it.
Oh, is it a mystery?
I recognize who it was.
Oh. And I do want to say we would love to give away some tickets while we're here tonight. So
great.
Maybe we'll have, I don't know, should we come up with like a quiz or something?
Yeah, let's do a trivia.
A trivia?
Like about us.
No, thank you. we'll think of something.
And on that note, if anyone's listening and they have questions about what is going on, you can give us a call 970-728-4333. Come on in.
Hi. We have one of the other visual artists here.
Yay. And you'll know the voice if you're an avid Kodo listener as well.
DJ Heido.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
I'm so excited.
Thanks for coming.
I'm so excited.
Heidi, can you tell us a little bit about what you're bringing to the Fringe Festival this year?
Yeah. So I am very much like amateur artist in this. So I just like big shout out to you guys for this opportunity. It's been really cool listening. I was listening at home and, you know, talking about stretching what you can do and having these ideas that have just been bubbling around for a while and getting the opportunity to, you know, have a place to present it and like have an end goal and have a deadline. That's been really motivating and really inspiring, turns out. So I paint acrylic ink. I'm taking one of my paintings and I am bringing it to a 3-foot by 3-foot woven landscape with yarn and textile. And one of the things that Sasha and Melissa were, you know, hoping to encourages, you know, sustainability as well. So a lot of the material is free box found. It's thrifted. So I'm just,
when Heidi came in, she was like, I don't know like where to get stuff. And I was like, can't you just go to the free box? Like, we're like, can't we just go to the free box and like rip up some clothes?
It's been, and that's been awesome because you go and you're like, oh, I didn't even know I wanted that color. And then it's
awesome.
Yeah.
The free box provides.
It's been so inspiring. So yeah. And then I'm also presenting, I'll have 4 paintings as well.
I was so excited when I like saw some stuff that you're doing things with textiles. I was like, I know Heidi as a painter.
Yeah.
You're bringing something else.
I know, kind of sculptural. I knit hats and scarves. So that's the limit of my knitting experience. So I have all this yarn as well that just kind of has been sitting. So it's been really awesome exploring this. Cause again, it's my, my inspiration for this project came, my mom is an excellent embroiderer and she has taken some of my paintings and done embroidery with them on a smaller scale. And, you know, in conversations we've had and with friends, they're like, wow, this translates really well. And I'm like, yeah. I should do that. I should do that. It's my stuff. So it's been really awesome. And I've been kind of holding back on showing this piece because I want people to come and see it.
Yeah.
You got to come and see it.
You have to come see it.
That's right.
Heidi, can you talk a little bit, like, what's your background? How did you get started in painting? How did you come to these mediums?
So my mom put me in any art class growing up, like summer camps, all that. And then I did like a graphic design class in high school and then kind of am self-taught the rest of it. And as all the I think a lot of people will share, I got injured and painting helped through that injury. If you can't, you know, express yourself physically, you can express it through art. And I really dove deep into painting then. And that's been an up and down journey. And with this project, it's just really, I feel like cracked open. Aww. Like I really, this has been really cool. This has been really cool as like, you know, I've had friends who are like, I didn't know you did this. And I was like, I didn't know either.
I think it's such a beautiful thing for our community as well. Like something we talk about in Telluride Theater is like how we really are a community-centered arts organization, and we want to give opportunity to local artists. And when Heidi came in for her first interview, she's like, I've never shown before. I've never done any, like,
I'm terrified.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just going to put myself out there. And we're like, we got you, girl. Like, we got you. Like, and I think that's what's so exciting for us is like, you know, Melissa's a very seasoned artist. I've been doing this forever. And for us, what's exciting about this is giving other people opportunity to stretch their wings. And to me, that's like so heart opening, just to be like, as a community, we get to go support each other and see the beautiful work that you're doing.
Yeah.
And support you being like, you're doing it. Yay. And Ursula, like what you're doing is so different and so cool. And like, I cannot wait to go and experience it. So
it's like also giving the community at large this opportunity to see people in a new light too. It's like, oh, I know this person as a painter, but they are doing these amazing textiles. Or like, Kelly's on the radio, but she's like making this insane video installation. You know, it's giving everybody this like new, you know, full spectrum perspective.
And we want this to inspire people. Like I've already had at least 5 people be like, I have my idea for next year, you know? And right? I think that's what's so fun about this is like giving that opportunity and really making it autonomous for the artists to be like, what would you do if you had space, a little bit of money, lights and sound, you know? I think that's really the fun thing about it.
Yeah. Heidi, what made you, I mean, especially, I guess, for folks who don't know Fringe Festivals as well, I don't know how familiar you were with Fringe Festivals.
I don't.
They are typically more like performance, comedy. And so as more of a visual, tactile medium, what made you want to put your name in the hat in the first place?
I wanted to go big. I wanted to make a big piece. So for me, that was a huge motivating, like, to have a place. Because, right, like, it's like I can make this 3 foot by 3 foot, and then it just hangs in my house, you know? And to have that venue to share this idea on a big scale, super motivating. And just, you know, again, I think you get to a point where you're just like, you gotta put yourself out there. You gotta put yourself in an uncomfortable spot to grow. Oh my gosh. So yeah, but definitely doing a larger piece, because I think, you know, for any painter, like a large piece is hard. It's a lot of space to cover. So yeah, I'm really excited. And it is funny, like Melissa and Sasha, they haven't seen anything. Like it's really cool. They're like, hey, bring it, you know? It's going to be great, guys.
No, we know. Like even today we had someone moving into a studio and they were like, we were just seeing it for the first time and helping them a little bit with, like, you know, imagining logistics and installation. And it was like what they explained. It's like obviously things change and shift and grow. And then you're in the space and you're like, oh, but what about this? And that's what's exciting is like the amorphous sculptural thing about the festival is so cool of like your piece is going to be shown with somebody else's piece. And on a night where you're seeing a specific piece, it might have different context from when you're seeing a different reading, you know? And I think that's what's really cool about this.
Oh, it's amazing. CODA listeners, you are tuned into Off the Record. We're talking Telluride's Fringe Festival. And we have another guest who's...
Stanya.
It's lurking in the back. Stanya, come on over to a mic. We have plenty.
Thank you, Heidi.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, and also Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi. Heidi's name of her exhibit is Sunshine Bursts from My Chest, right?
Yeah, and that just... I'm bad with titles. Titles are hard. So that just rattled around in my brain. And I emailed Sasha. I was like, maybe I'll change it. But I can't think of anything else. So, like, we're just going to stick with this.
And Heidi's showing the second weekend, the 14th through the 17th.
Amazing. You have a little bit more time to
a little bit get more your time. Piece
done. I know. Yeah, we worked on it today. We're going to work on it tomorrow. We're going
to
work on it Thursday.
Awesome. Heidi, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Heidi.
I mean, it's so much fun. Like, For Coda listeners, you know Heidi's voice so well, and getting to go see her creativity in a different realm. I think that's awesome.
It's terrifying.
All good things are terrifying.
Stanya,
hi.
Welcome. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you're bringing to the Fringe Fest this year?
Yes. So my name is Stanya Garayas, and I have been a part of the Telluride Theater Ensemble in one way or another for several years. And I love the comedy section of Telluride Theater and what they do. So I have written and have been directing Mad Lib Theater. I know Ty just talked about it. Very grateful. Thank you, Ty. I'm really excited about it. It's really audience participation, you know, induced. It's really funny. It changes every night with every performance. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun.
For folks who are going to go to see the show, obviously we don't want spoilers. We don't want to give too much away.
Sure.
But what can people expect when they go to the show?
So, what's great is that, like, it's the classic Mad Lib motif, right, that we all remember from, like, being kids. And I wrote an entire, like, fuller, longer play that has the words that are open, nouns, verbs, adjectives, funny things, silly words, you know. Some can get a little bit risque from time to time, which makes it extra fun. And what's great for the audience is that they come in and it's going to just be a surprise of them being able to help plug in the words. So if they'd like to participate, there's going to be kind of a method of how we're going to get those words out of the audience. So I won't reveal that right now. But then we'll be able to do the full show and the actors will be seeing those words for the very first time. And so that's what makes it really fun, is that no one knows what's coming out of their, they don't know what's coming out of their own mouth, let alone, like, the audience is kind of waiting for their buzzword that they were excited to hear to finally be said. So I think that's what makes it so fun and special, is just because the audience gets to really feel like they're a part of it. Yeah.
It seems like there's a kind of theme of that across several of the pieces.
Yeah.
You know, asking for audience participation, which I think some people have different varying opinions
totally
on whether they're a fan of it or not. But yeah, to really not only be able to watch a bunch of different things, but to get to participate in it as well is a cool piece of what's going to be going on.
I just sat in on Stanya's rehearsal last night, and I had so much fun. I was laughing so hard. So you have to go. It's so fun.
And I just want to, like, amplify, that's Melissa's word, but I'll say it. I want to amplify. Stanya came to me with this idea last year, and she was like, and this was one of the reasons why I proposed doing a Fringe Festival, is that I had many people come to me and be like, I want to do this show, or, you know, Ursula's like, I have so many ideas of things I want to do, or people being like, I want to do a reading of this. And that's why I wanted to do something like this. So I remember calling Stanya and be like, I have a space for you to be able to do this. But she really went and, like, wrote a whole script. Like, you know, after working with Telluride Theater, she's like, I'm going to do this. And she's written. This is her first time directing. She is, like, organizing actors, which is its own job. It's like herding cats and a few Bengal tigers at the same time. And it's really, like, I'm such a proud, like, theater mom. Melissa calls me the consummate stage mom, because I'm so, like, root for everybody from the side. That the fact that, you know, someone who's never done anything like this before is, like, really doing it and doing it successfully and beautifully and, like, so much fun. And that's what's so special about it.
I totally agree. I was going to say, I agreed with what Heidi was saying as I was coming in the door, is that this festival just gives everyone that creative right to be able to come to the table and bring something, which I love so much.
Yeah.
Because I love participating in all the things as much as I can that my schedule will allow, that the theater puts on every year. But it's so different to be able to be like, oh my gosh, I've literally been given this opportunity to make this thing happen. And I've got friends that are like, this is crazy. You're crazy. 4 kids, 2 businesses, another on the way. What are you doing? And I'm like, hey.
Not another kid, another business.
No. No. Oh God. Oh God, James is listening. No, honey, that ship is sailing.
I just wanted to, you know, the Telluride rumor mill is.
I'm not here to make an announcement. That would be the craziest thing ever.
craziest birth announcement ever. By the way, I just like worked that into the madness.
It's so funny.
I actually have to tell if I could a really funny story. The very first time, this is what's weird about stuff like this, like that something could live with you so long. The very first time that we announced to our families that we were going to have our first child, we did a Mad Lib read at a table at a restaurant. And I plugged in the story was getting there no matter what, but I made the family on his side and ours plug in the words, and we landed on, and we're having a baby.
Oh my God.
Cute. And so it's so weird, isn't that crazy? And now he's going to be 22. So it's just weird that something has lived inside of me about Mad Lib for all these years. You just reminded me. And
that's
I'm
so
not
funny.
Pregnant. I am not pregnant. Oh gosh.
I mean, all of you, and I know that Ursula and Heidi are a little bit off mic. We have more mics.
Yeah, come
get
over
on
here.
Them. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Everybody,
I love this.
We have so many mics.
So cute.
I know. Well, we have a new microphone that just got, the one that Stanya's on is new, so we have even more opportunity for people's voices on the radio.
Thanks for your donations. Very fancy.
Winter fundraising starts on Friday. but you've all touched on it a little bit, but I would love to hear from each of you of like having these smaller, maybe a little bit more weird, a little bit more like throw something at the wall, see if it sticks. Like, why is creating space for those types of pieces, that type of art, why is that important for that to live within our community? Heidi is raising her hand. Go for it.
So I'm reading this book right now. It's called Your Mind on Art. And... Ooh. The section I just read was all about novelty and how, you know, your brain reacts really positively to these different things. And so, yeah, that for me, I think is a lot in my art. You just follow an idea. You just let that idea go. And to have, again, like to have almost... to have a venue that you're going to be able to show, and for me, like to show my art and to have people come and see it, like that is so, it's so motivating. And in the way that you can just let that idea go, let that see where it goes, and throw that big woven tapestry on the wall, see if it sticks. Cause I've never done a piece like this. So it is very much for me, this whole process has been like, well, we're going to take that apart. And as any seamstress out there, I'm sure like you're going to pull stitches. You're going to, you know, it's a lot of redo. So, it's been, novelty.
And I think there's so much interaction in this town around sport and outdoors, and I mean, we're in the thick of it with ski season, that it's like, it's bar ski, you know, like that's how people interact. And we really believe that like theater and art is one of the last spaces where we get to be live with each other, and we get to live and like, you know, breathe the same air as we're together in a space and interact with that. And that's something that's really important about this, is like presenting so many different ideas and so many different energies and so many different ways to experience art, and going to do that together as a community is so special.
And also, just if I can speak from a producerial standpoint, I think, like, when we're, you know, the like, viability of an idea or a production, like, how it's going to appeal to people, or whether it's going to have legs, whether it's going to sell tickets, is something that we think about, you know? Are people going to come and pay to see it? But I think for this, it's great to just think, like, is this an idea that I want to have live in the world? And it gives us an opportunity to, you know, this play that I'm directing, it is a really challenging play to stage. And it would be, in my producerial opinion, expensive and hard. But getting to hear the words on stage and see it come to life in some manner is really special, because it gives us this opportunity to look at something we might not otherwise be able to produce.
Yeah, and I... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you go.
I also really appreciate the opportunity that it provides personally, like, to express something I wouldn't usually express, but also I think what both of you touched on, this idea that this is an opportunity for all of us, for the audience to come and experience something they might not think that they would enjoy or think to, you know, even it, like it, something you might not even think to want to experience, you know, and you if you show up, then there's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to grow, but in a very gentle, fun, you know, whimsical way. It's like you show up and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. We should have just sold tickets for nights, and it's like you have no idea what you're getting. Yeah.
Next year, grab bags.
See you Friday. Good luck.
Can I just add something?
Yeah, of course.
I was just going to say, kind of tagging on to what Ursula said, for me, I think what's so cool is the idea that the community can end up seeing anyone in a totally different sense than they're used to. I think that sometimes, like, the creative folks in our town have their place, right? So you're used to seeing maybe some of the similar faces on stages when you go to a play or you do Shakespeare or things like this. Like, you're used to, like, oh, yeah, that's the crew. Like, we see the crew. And I just think it's so cool and exciting to think that there's other people coming into the fray that have never done something before, that, you know, someone's a shop owner or someone's, you know, whatever it might be, that how they...
A radio DJ.
There you go. And then there's this whole other, like, piece of what they do that they're presenting to the world, and no one might ever know that about any particular person. And so that's what's really cool for me, is to see, like, I'm excited to see, like, another side of all these artists. Yeah.
I agree with you. That's one of the things that I'm very excited about as well. All right, CODA listeners, we have about 10 more minutes, which means if we're going to give away some tickets...
Yeah.
We should do it.
Give people time to call in.
Totally.
So...
What do you want to do, Melissa? It's your call.
Crickets on.
It's my call. Yeah.
What question should we ask?
Ooh.
This is great radio.
Actually...
listening to people
I think. I think, like, having heard a little bit of a rundown of a lot of the different programs we have, if somebody could call in and let us know which of these things they're most excited about, I would love to hear what is sounding appealing to the folks not in this room.
Yeah.
All right. So if you are listening and there is a piece of art that you are just super excited to go and witness, experience.
And I'll say that we'll give away one night to the first weekend and one night to the second weekend. Okay. So, like, we'll do two of those. Like, somebody will get two tickets, one to the one weekend and one to the next weekend. And if somebody else calls in, we'll do the same thing.
Perfect.
Call now.
So give us a call.
And if not, then go buy your tickets.
We'll take your money.
And I do want to say that on our website, tellurideTheater.org, and we spell theater the European way, the RA, the fancy way, because we're so fancy. there is a Fringe Fest tab, and it has schedule and explanation of all the shows and really fun ways to interact and be like, oh, I want to go to this night, and you know, what the art is going to be in the lobby and the studios and stuff as well. So you can go and sort of go through. We do have some hard copies of brochures as well. We're going to drop those at the tourism board tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can go grab, and if you want a hard copy, you can, like, have the whole program where it has a, you know, a festival program.
But don't wait to get that.
Don't wait. Just go to the website and go buy your tickets.
Yes. Well, so if you are listening and you have something that you are super psyched to see, give us a call, 970-728-4333, and you can get some tickets live on the air.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
I mean, isn't it?
I am also very excited. I was drawn by the Clam Jam Comedy Night.
Oh my gosh, can you tell us about that?
I'm going to say this out loud because Melissa Turn is one of the funniest people I know. And her phrase is the Clam Jam. And she's like, everybody's going to think that you came up with that, where I came up with that. So I'm giving her credit. And I'm going to give her credit every night on how funny Melissa is.
Oh,
so we had people apply, and we had two female comics apply separately. Catherine Seifer, who, if you have not seen her, she is effing hilarious. Like, really, really, really funny. She's done some stories. I didn't say the words.
I know, I just
okay. Am I going to get canned?
No, you're
okay. Great. Thanks. I edited myself. She has done a few stories at the Down Low, and it's just really, really funny. So she applied to do a show, and then Marissa Mattis, who's longtime local comedian, also applied to do a show. So I called them and was like, hey, would you guys do an hour together? So they're each doing a 30-minute set, and we dubbed it the Clam Jam Comedy Night.
That's amazing. Half an hour. That is like,
it's big. Yeah,
that is no small feat.
I know, and they've been working impressive on it. And again, I haven't seen anything.
A formidable clam jam.
It's a formidable clam jam. And I just, for me, it's like, you know, I love that it's both female, it's two female comedians, and I think it's going to be really cool. And just having a night where it's like an hour set, two women, with a mic, what's going to happen?
Netflix, call us.
Yeah, Netflix, call us.
We love it. I'm just kind of running down the list of some of the other things that are going to be happening. There's also going to be a stage reading back by popular demand of Meteor Shower.
Which you're in, Julia.
Yep.
And that's actually this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. And it's free. That's free and you can show up. And it's a hilarious show by Steve Martin. And we have some really amazing people doing this reading.
I'm excited. Looking at
some like all-stars.
Yeah. Okay. It's James Van Hooser, Julia Caulfield, and wait for it, Ashley Bowling and Angela Watkins, which is like, you know, our old school rep celebs coming back to do a reading. I think it's really special. And just to have them on stage and have them on stage together with y'all is going to be, I'm really excited for it. And we did a reading of this play last May, and everyone who went to the reading was like, when are you doing this again? I want to see it again. I laughed. So, like Laura Colbert from the library was like, I almost peed my pants. It was so funny.
She's going to love
it. And it's free. That one's free. So come 8 p.m. Sunday.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, and that one, I've also heard from other folks who didn't go see it last time. They're like, oh, I heard it was so good. Yeah. So see
we're
it again.
Here to help
I'm
you
in
with
that
your
camp.
FOMO.
I can't wait.
If you blew it the first time,
it might
we'll
have been
you.
Oh yeah, I think I did tell you that the other day.
Can you give a little bit of a rundown for? And you already touched on it a little bit, but some of the other installation pieces that folks can.
So in the large studio is always Ursula Fluxus Museum because that's going to flux. It's always in flux. And then in the lobby, we have this artist, Aiden Sterling, and he's doing a installation called Your Family Photos. And I don't want to go too much into it, but it's a projection art thing. And it's looking at other people's family photos and reacting with your own memories to it. And much like Heidi, it's really cool. Like when he described it, I read Melissa the application and we were like, like really beautiful. And his intention with it is just really cool. And like you, he's very much like, I just want to try and like see if like put myself out there. I had never met him before and he's so excited to be a part of the festival. And then the first weekend, Scott Harris, for those of you who don't know Scott, he's a wild kooky artist that works out at Deep Creek Mine. He's done sets for us in the past. He's actually doing, I think, 3 or 4 huge paintings that he's bringing in. Abstract, really cool, colorful paintings. And then in the small studio, the first weekend, Carly Hodes, if you don't know who they are an amazing artist. They teach at AHA, and they are doing an installation called Just Like Try It, Man. And it involves dartboards and paintings. And it's really cool and weird and very much like step up to the plate and show up. You know, again, interactive. And the second weekend, Kelly Fox, Kodo DJ, lighting designer, bookstore worker, amazing human, is doing an installation, a video installation that's going to be really beautiful. And I forgot, it's called Elegy for Our Forgotten Selves. Yes.
You did it.
I did it. My
brain. I just have to shout, Kelly, really quickly. I heard a little snippet of some of the poetry that's going into this installation, which is poetry that she wrote, and it's so good.
It will soul crush you.
It's so juicy.
Yeah.
Prepare to be soul crushed.
And so it's poetry and video, and you go into the room and really are immersed in this world that she's creating. And just the thought and care and energy that everyone's put into their individual projects is so cool. And like, as an artist, I can't wait to go and experience each one for myself.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that is.
Oh, and I forgot Joanna Yonder. Mm-hmm. Is she our poet laureate?
Yes.
She is our San Miguel poet laureate. Two nights, she is coming to do The Poet Is In, and you sit with her, and she does a reading, basically, and writes you your own poem. And people I know who have done it is like, it's this beautiful, magical experience, and we're so excited for her to be there. She'll be there the 7th and the 9th, those two nights.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, CODA listeners, you have kind of heard a full rundown throughout the hour of the stuff that's going to be up. Give us a call. You can get some tickets. Why wouldn't you want to do that? 970-728-4333. It's one of the things that I think is really cool, too, about this idea is because there is so much going on, it gives an opportunity for artists of all sorts, or maybe people who didn't think of themselves as artists, to go and get inspired by what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to like the after the festival, like this conversation that we're all having tonight about this work in preparation for it, like being able to have that conversation afterwards and sort of like the discourse that that will create and hopefully and inspire more people to do. So
yeah.
Get into it.
Well, in our final moments, I'm just going to, for anybody who is here, any final thoughts or things that you want to share about the Telluride Fringe
Somebody's
Festival?
Somebody's calling.
Oh, my gosh. Hey. We have a caller.
Hi, you're live on CODA.
Hey, question for Turn. Are you going to be late to rehearsal?
James Van Hooser.
Oh, man.
That's rude. And you, yes, obviously, I am.
You want me to pick you up?
No, I have a car, James. Don't worry. We'll drive to see you in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
James, you want some tickets?
James, do you need tickets? Is that why you're calling?
No, I just wanted to razz Turn. It was fun as I was driving over. Okay, I'll talk to y'all later.
Wait,
bye.
Wait, James, I have a question for you, though. You've been listening throughout the hour.
Yes?
Sure. What is something that you're really excited? You're participating in several of the pieces, but what are you excited to see for yourself at the Fringe Fest?
I'm just stoked to see it happen full stop. I think it's something that this community has needed, and I'm just really excited that it's happening at all. I don't want to like cherry pick any specific piece because I think they're all going to be interesting and fun and weird in their own ways, and I would encourage the listening audience to get out and fringe.
Ooh. Yeah, right. James.
And you can wear fringe to the Fringe Festival. We encourage you to wear some fringe.
All right, James, I'm going to let you go so you can get to rehearsal on time. Even.
Don't be late, James.
I don't want to be late.
I mean, I kind of feel like that was the perfect
get
note
out there
to
and
end
fringe.
On. Get out there and fringe. Tickets for the Fringe Festival are available at TellurideTheater.org.
Correct.
That's with an R-E. And it starts this weekend and will run this weekend and next. Let me go down the list. Sasha Cuccinello, Melissa Turn, Sonia Reyes, Heidi Zarazen, and Ursula Ostrander, and Ty Gallenbeck, who called in, and also, we'll just say it, James Van Hooser, who also called in. thank you all so much for
Julia.
Being here, sharing about this
Julia.
Weekend, and everybody get out there and fringe. Thanks to those who were listening. Thanks to those who called in. As Heidi mentioned, fundraising for CODA starts on Friday with Guest DJ Day, so make sure to tune into that, and the KOTO News team will be back next week with a special news fundraising show. Thanks, everybody, for listening in.
Thanks for listening to Off the Record. Opinions expressed on this show are those of our guests. Join us again next week for another installment, and in the meantime, drop us a line at news@koto.org with feedback and ideas. Off the Record.